quickly, rapidly. You're reaching as a body overall, a point of no return, passing through a doorway, headed somewhere to happen. So much has been added to you. Some won't be able to make the journey, but as an enlarged body, as those that have eldered themselves, you've added the eldership to yourself. Even though there's not been an ordination, there's younger elders and older elders and in-between elders, but all those that are growing into eldership. And soon be able to teach others the righteousness of the Lamb and the standing they have in Him. Yes. You'll be separated as a city on a hill because you've pulled back out of the flesh and because you've taught a doctrine that abstains from the flesh. A war has come, fighting against your flesh, and against the eldership going forward, that somehow there would, hopefully he hoped that there could come a mixture of doctrine and a mixture of thought. But I stand as a witness, saith the Spirit of grace, that all is steady and all is firm. And I will continue you on this foundation, saith the Spirit of grace. And because of it, you'll stand as a city set on a hill when others do not have answers and all chaos is around them. And the church that embrace the flesh will then be willing to say, I'm willing to lay down what I'd once adhered to and loved in the flesh. I'm willing to lay that down to find the peace and the power that you folks are walking in, saith the Spirit of grace. So the reward is my presence. I won't come to justify you as if to say, in a debate, I make you wiser so that you can trump. My essence, my very being on you will be a witness to those in the last days to say, wait, they taught a doctrine that separated themselves from the flesh and went into God, and God stands with them, and God adorns them with grace and adorns them with peace in the midst of persecution. And God gives them power to do the works of the apostles. What is this? What is this fire? What burns in this bush? I must turn to this bush and find what is in it. What is in this bush? Saith the Spirit of grace. And when they turn to find out the fire that is in you, they'll also be indoctrinated with the grace that I've come and indoctrinated you with, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alamakole mekiri dioso. Dele makula sata. Be alehitie. So learn patience. Enjoy the ride. Stay steady. Even the persecution, enjoy yourself in the midst of it. Even the things that are contradictory to my word presently against your life concerning finances and healings of your bodies, these things will come online and they will happen. Yes, sir. Just like I said, that in the day and hour that you think not the Son of Man cometh, I do things unexpectedly. Part of it is when the fullness of time comes and the maturity of the Word develops inside of you strong enough your soul may not have gotten the message that a dawn is about to arise and something is about to come out and something's about to appear that you did not expect in the natural, but in the spirit, it's come to fullness. It's come to 100%. So your soul sometimes is not expecting what your spirit is about to bloom in, what it's about to blossom in. And then the other thing I have to tell you as a father, I love to surprise you with good things. I love to bring about good things in their order of time. And many of you, they're fighting battles in different areas in your body and in different areas in your families and finances and a lot of different things where it doesn't seem like there's hardly any inch of change, just hardly any etch of change. No, it'll just come about. You'll just wake up, or you'll just turn to walk in another room or take another step or get out of a car, get into a car, and something will happen in your body. Something will happen in your mind. Something, an adjustment will take place, and you'll know that you know that you know that you know that it's absolutely a done deal. It's absolutely sealed.